Rock 107, WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock, Hunter, Kiki, yo, and a baby. Hi, Riley.
She's awake.
She's awake. She's looking
because
around.
You're so loud and you startled her.
Why is this guy yelling at the top of his lungs?
Brock's holding the baby now.
It's adorable. Hunter, she's so much cuter. She's the cutest co-host I've ever had in my
entire life. Hey.
Yeah, even more.
We are
baby,
offended.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
No, we're offended.
We little baby. Anyway, so Riley, should we do... She's working on a dookie right now. Hi, Pumpkin. Hi,
too
gorgeous.
Bad we didn't start with the Barney theme song.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah, she'd love that. She'd love that.
No.
Hi. Do you want to say hi?
Hey, you know what? Got a bunch of Barney DVDs for you guys I just bought for you for a present. So now when Riley's old enough...
You're a real piece of trash, you know that?
You right. Keep that creepy right. Purple yeah. Dinosaur away from my kid.
Barney was a dinosaur from our imagination.
Oh, my gosh. I worry about her upbringing.
Until the day he drank too much and killed all the kids on the show. I think that's how it goes, right? Riley laughed at that. She thought that was funny.
No, hey, she rolled her eyes.
Riley, let's do the morning dump. Whoa, oh, God. Oh, geez.
She's got a morning dump coming.
Yeah, she really does. Hi. All right, here. Daddy needs to switch you around so we can hit the button. All right, it's time for your morning dump, our day.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump.
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-77.
77.
She beat you to it. She beat you to it. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. All right, let's talk about rich guys in space because apparently Jeff Bezos is billionaire number two to go into space. Yeah, that's right.
Let's just kick it off with earmuffs. Earmuffs.
Yes, Riley. Earmuffs on because Daddy's going to say some things that are less than appropriate. If you've not seen Jeff Bezos' rocket, and I don't mean that in the sexual way, then you missed out on the most phallic looking spaceship. Hunter, it's unbelievable that they would make a rocket and
what?
Set in public. Have you
I
not
haven't seen it.
It.
Oh just show God. Her a picture. Show her a picture.
I'll Google it.
She's going to Google it. Yeah.
So we're going to rant about this for a second while you Google this.
Actually,
so you know what? Here's what I was thinking about because we talked about it earlier on. There had to have been somebody there at the meeting. Dude, this is a billions and billions of dollars going into this thing, right?
Yep.
Lots of tech, lots of meetings, lots
smart
of get-togethers.
People, important of, people. Yes, know. Absolutely.
There had to have been one person to be like, all right, guys, I get the joke. It's funny. You know, it looks like a penis.
What's the? Where's it. The real rocket? We're getting close to launching time. Where's the real one? Like, no. This
like,
is
you
the real
know
rocket.
This is going to be on the front page.
Yeah, yep. That's the real rocket that they went with. And I mean, it's not even somewhat like, oh, yeah, I guess I could kind of see it. No, it is a long, thin shaft with a head on top of it. Nope, that's not it.
Why do so many different rockets come up when I put it in?
Just type in Jeff Bezos.
Did you type in Jeff Bezos?
Oh, I put on Elon Musk.
You put on Elon Musk's rocket.
I'm so out of it. I have no idea what's going on. I just stare at a baby all day. This is the first time I've been into a workspace. I don't know anything about culture or what's going on in the news.
I guess you could probably just type in penis rocket.
Yeah. Actually, you don't even need to look it up. I'll take mine out of my pants.
Oh, my gosh. It does have a head on it.
Yeah, it's got a head.
What rocket looks like that? Why would you build a rocket like that?
I tell you what rocket looks like that.
It's supposed to have a point.
The one from Austin Powers, for God's sakes. It's like it's like Jeff Bezos was spending, he spent like Friday night at home watching Austin Powers. He's like, oh, my God, I got a great idea. And then it stuck.
And it's called the what? The Blue Origin?
Blue Origin. Yeah. The blue ball origin.
Kiki, type in the other one they made too. It's called the Red Rocket. Type in Red Rocket into Google.
I'm not an idiot. I have dogs.
She almost did it.
I did.
Long story short, Jeff Bezos, way too rich for his own good, and now we just have to wait to see what other billionaire is going to spend billions of dollars instead of fixing problems here on Earth. He is just going to go into space and. Build an evil lair on the moon. That's it.
How about them? Just keep them there. Yeah. Just stay up there.
Before I get mad about talking about rich guys building penis rockets, let's talk about things that make
jealous,
us feel better.
Kiki, that's
right. It is. It's giving me rocket envy is what it is.
Brock's got...
What? What? What are you going to say? What do you got there, big guy? Come on.
Does it resemble Bronx a little bit? Real skinny Shaft.
Why does that rocket have a hood on it? It doesn't make sense.
Ew.
If you want to feel better, the number one food to make you feel better is milk chocolate. That's right. According to a survey, when people are feeling down, they're looking for some comfort food, milk chocolate, the way to go. That's it.
Like chocolate milk or candy?
Milk chocolate.
Yeah, milk chocolate bar?
Milk chocolate. Yeah, if it was chocolate milk, I'd say chocolate milk, but milk chocolate is different.
Maybe you were just an idiot and you're just saying it backwards.
Is your brain not made out of milk chocolate? What's going on here? Yeah,
I don't know. I'm overstimulated right now. I'm out and about. I don't know what's going on.
When you're pregnant, you got a sweet tooth, right? Is that
that's what happened to me, yes, for sure.
So when you have the baby, so you still have it or no?
She still has the baby. It's still here.
That's good.
But no. I mean, probably back to like the norm.
So weird how that works.
Yeah.
Hormones.
I think she was just faking it. She just wanted to get all fat and gross.
Yeah, they're all faking it, aren't they? They're all faking it.
Oh, my gosh. You women. You don't have to get that together one day. Yeah. Like, look, we'll just tell all the guys that we have cravings, then we can eat whatever. We'll make them run and get us Frosties at midnight. It's great.
Hey, you know what, too?
Oh my God.
If we tell them we have periods every month, we can sit on the couch and watch Lifetime.
Like, this, we're going to make such a big deal out of this.
We're just faking it. Yeah. You're totally right. It's just a party we're throwing once a week. Or once a month. Girl.
She's talking about how hard it is to watch this baby. The thing's been sleeping the whole time. I don't know what the big deal is.
It's hard to watch the baby. Yeah. She's actually a great baby. It's been the recovery of surgery that has been a pain in my butt.
I can't get away
running around at night.
Yeah. Do you hear those footsteps? What the hell?
Wait.
Sounded like the baby got in the knife drawer. Oh, God. Murder, baby. Anyway, so yeah, if you're feeling down, you need something to pick you up.
Milk chocolate,
the way to go.
No wonder I'm so happy.
Or booze. Milk chocolate or booze. Riley, what do you like to eat when you're sad?
She can only have milk. So sad.
It's dead air. Riley, it's dead air. You can't have that on air. You got to say something. Anyway. All right, so what do we got? We got penis rockets and we have milk chocolate. That works for me. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good?
Yeah, it works.
Yeah. Yeah, well,
that is what's in Riley's diaper right now, part 2. We'll be back.